Okay, good evening, everybody. So we are up to Oynig Shabbos, enjoying Shabbos, delighting in Shabbos. One of the people's favorite mitzvahs on Shabbos. We understand why it's so important. Actually, quite a few years ago, maybe 7, 8, 9 years ago, something like that, 7, maybe 8, 9, I was giving shiurim on the sugyas in Shabbos. I did muksah about, lighting candles, Amir L'Akum, all kinds of, stomachs on his head, all kinds of shurim, I give it every week in the library. Remember that, and some of the shurim I gave were on the Oneg Shabbos Sugyas, so they happened to be online about what the halachas are of Kiddush, and going into eating and drinking as far as halachas. Tonight we're going to talk about what's the big deal about it. So Kvar Manu B'Sichas HaKunch, at the beginning of this work, I already elaborated upon Al Ina Mufla Miyucha B'Shabbos, this specific mitzvah of Shabbos to enjoy a mitzvah of Oynig Shabbos. Sheish Hargasha G'dayla, an actual emphasis. How much time in my house, my wife, the kugels, the chulin, the desserts, take hours. Every Yiddish home, every Jewish home. The women spend hours baking challahs. It has to be geschmack challahs, tasty challahs, right? You know, desserts, elaborate desserts. You know, 4-course meals. I'll never forget this. You know, when many years ago, after Lakewood, when I was in law school before into becoming a rav, so my college professor of torts, was talking about her Thanksgiving dinner. She was like so excited. She decided to tell her tort class, you know, laws of damages, etc., all about what she's making for Thanksgiving. And she goes on, and you know, I see people next to me. Wow, this is great. And I'm thinking to myself, it doesn't even compare to one Shabbos. You know, there's like one meal, one Shabbos. This is like she's like all so excited. Every Shabbos, Mamash, we have a festive meal, right? Big meal. What's so? It's a mitzvah. It's such a Yiddish shazach, such a Jewish thing. People buy special, they invest in it, the time, energy, money to have a beautiful meal, a tasty meal on Shabbos, geschmack, your favorite foods on Shabbos, everyone according to their ability. Again, I just apologize, but I'm actually better, but I still have this lingering cough, getting my voice back as well. So we spend all our money, a lot of time, some klal, we need an explanation. By the way, just for the record, in some places, you're in Lakewood or New York or Yerushalayim, you can buy out, you can take out the whole thing. But real people, again, sometimes there's a need for takeout. You have a family situation, someone's sick, someone's overwhelmed, they have tough jobs. There's a good place for that. But even beyond that, there is a big emphasis on making great food for Shabbos. Eating great food for Shabbos. Actually, my wife, I'll never forget this. This is talking about, just now that I mentioned my law school professor who was so excited about her Thanksgiving meal and how it doesn't compare to one of our Shabbos meals. There was, my wife had a partner in Torah, so a girl, when we first moved to Philadelphia from Lakewood, they asked, my wife had someone to study with weekly. Happens to be this girl was just beginning to become observant. She grew up in a pretty secular background. The year we started studying, she started coming for Shabbos. She lived in Philadelphia, the Northeast. She didn't keep Yom Kippur the year before, fully, partially she kept it. And now she's becoming observant. And over the 3 years that we were in Philadelphia, she became totally observant. Learned with my wife, she come to our house for Shabbos all the time. And then her family started to become observant. Her family is completely, this is 20 years ago from today. This girl married with kids, living in Eretz Yisrael, totally Haredi. Now, so at the end of the 3 years, right, we're about to do the same as I say, I said to her, like, so tell me, like, what made you want to become religious in the beginning? Now I thought, my wife's learning with her, and of course it was without the learning, she shouldn't have been there. Or, you know, my divrei Torah at the table, maybe, something like, you know, she says the cholent. That was a catcher going in the beginning. I'm serious. You know, Shabbos, I never forget this, a guy, you know, when I was in high school, he was a few years older than me. started coming to Shul. This guy I used to play basketball with because I was younger. Miami Beach was a very Jewish neighborhood. And very Jewish. It was a mix of Orthodox and non. And this guy, I played ball with him. He's a few years older than me. He started coming to the Shul for Shabbos. See, he knew somebody, and I was like shocked. Like, this guy was like a real not-from guy. And he came 1 week, and he came another week. And so I went to him. I said, you know, so-and-so, why are you coming? He said, I got invited to a meal. I never had a meal like that. It's like, you know, he said he never had such a big meal for a week, you know. But this is normal. And the question is, why? What's it all about? We're supposed to enjoy it. There's no fasting on Shabbos. There's no skimping on Shabbos. At some level, this is all very mundane physical things. We should limit it. With physical, but it's not just eating and drinking. If you're married, it's a mitzvah Friday night. If a woman is not nida, it's for husband and wife to be intimate. You know, there's an Indian of having a good sleep on Shabbos, right? We should be limiting all of these physical things. It's a day of spirituality. Why is it that we're adaba? Masha dafka sha'oinek. It seems to be that enjoying on Shabbos, having pleasure, enjoying on Shabbos, is from the mitzvahs of Shabbos. Shechan Chesiv, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya and Isaiah, Ben Ches, V'karasi l'Shabbos ha'oinek. We call Shabbos itself a delight, an enjoyment. V'karasi, karasa, that we call it Hanu Krishna, the name, the essence, the Magda Musa, when we talk about what Shabbos is to enjoy. At some level, these are typically things which don't flow with spirituality, with holiness, right? You eat huge meals during the week, you're going to be a glutton. You're going to be a person who, you know, I'm not going to say I'm perfect. I try never to talk about food. I'm like, I eat food. I don't talk about food. Now, I'm not knocking people who do. So I focus on my life. I have things to do in my life. I said, talk about my how my egg looked. You know, my toast, you know, okay, so it's a steak, like a piece of a flesh, a meat. I've said, the mom is talking about meat, you know, how good my yogurt was. I'm saying, what do you want? If your focus is on food, you're not focused on Hashem. You're focused on your eating, you know. If you're pleasure seeking, it could be very much not stimming, not, you know, flowing with spirituality and holiness. Shlechayim roi le Shabbos, and Shabbos, which is Shabbos, Shabbos, the Shabbos of Shabbos, you really shouldn't eat and drink at all. And now it's the opposite. It's not that you eat and drink. We have these huge meals. As I told you, this knocks out any stupid Thanksgiving meal. People call me, you have a cholent, you have a kugel. You know how many times these kugels make and these meats and chickens and, you know, desserts, and sometimes these fancy, schmancy desserts. It's not just to taste good. The presentation is like, whoa! You know, it's like a chasana, like a wedding. You would think, you know, I'm getting ready for Shabbos. You know, get ready for Shabbos, say Tillim, for the mikvah, Shir Shem, I'm making a cholent. I'm setting up the fanciest dishes on my table. That's what Shabbos is. And on the contrary, if you explain this more, Yom Kippur, we know, it's Mrs. Enoi, we're supposed to, so to speak, afflict ourselves. Right? And it's why it's called Shabbos Shabbosan. Haina, what does that mean to afflict? We punch ourselves? For sure not. She is Soyd HaEnoi Shom Kippur, the essence, the foundation of Enoi on Yom Kippur. It's not like other fast days. Now, other fast days on Tisha B'Av, or we just had a Aser B'Tavis, or on Tzom Gedalia, or on Shvat B'Tammuz, those four fasts, we're mourning for the temple. Those are days of significance. We're mourning for the temple, for Bar Kochba, for what happened by the spies. We're mourning. We're in pain. We want to be able to feel the mourning. Very hard to mourn when you just had, you know, a prime ribs or steak or fettuccine alfredo with a cheesecake and a milkshake. Mamish, you go straight from mourning to your fettuccine alfredo and your milkshake. Yeah, that's very hard to mourn. So we don't eat or we don't shower on those days to feel mourning. By the way, obviously we eat during the Shiva, a person eats during the Shiva, but you don't shower, you're supposed to feel a little bit uncomfortable. You're supposed to be not focusing on the physical. You're sitting on the ground. You're focused on meaningful stuff at that time. Yom Kippur is not about mourning. It's not about feeling the mourning. Yom Kippur is shvisa, stopping. Stopping. You're not supposed to be focused on this physical world. You're not be sent into with your wife. You can't be eating, drinking, showering, lathering yourself, right? You're not, your focus on Yom Kippur is not the pleasures of this world. You know, no eating and drinking. It's Shabbos Pesach, and Shabbos, also Shabbos, to stop. But Shabbos is stopping from doing constructive work, melacha. And Shabbos, Yom Kippur, is not to eat, drink, and all the other sensual pleasures mentioned. Vayedeis, and on Yom Kippur, when we're not focused on our body, we're not focused on eating, and we're not focused on drinking, we're not focused on showering, and not being with our spouse, and we're not focused on wearing comfortable shoes, right? We are like angels. We're focused on our soul, on our neshama, on our deeds, on our life, our spiritual life. The atzumu shel yom hu kulo olam haba, the essence of Yom Kippur is supposed to be an otherworldly experience. Well, it says it seems to be when you go full stop, you should stop eating and drinking. If im kain, just to reiterate the question, Shabbos, which is holier, which is more halik, more kosher Yom Kippur, shouldn't be what we eat and stop. We only eat and drink. Now, let alone the way we're eating and drinking. You know, in my house, we don't have cakes during the week, essentially. Shabbos, we have it. Ice cream, typically don't have. Shabbos, you have it, right? The best foods come for Shabbos. And you should have it on Shabbos if you have it once a week. But the emes, right? Shabbos is more kalish than Yom Kippur. And it's stopping on Shabbos is more than Yom Kippur. The adar me otsoimus Shabbos on Shabbos. And still again, you eat and drink. So what's pshat? Okay, here we go. V'nevar, so just to explain and elucidate. Alpia ara. I'm going to tell you something which the Bali, those who work, means Bali Musa, those who work on themselves, they say the hevdal, the difference, bein Shabbos, between Shabbos and other Zmani Kodesh. Shemoa de Akodesh, he moshal a melech, and you have a yomtif, right? It's a moshal for a melech, shis arach etzo kafri, uva ba kol palasa hapach es beso hadal, la armen melechim. Okay, imagine a king comes to, you know, a villager's house, a peasant's house. King comes to the peasant's house. So when you come on Pesach, or on Sukkot, or on Shavuos, it's like the king's coming to a peasant's house. And you redo the house. You welcome the king. You, right? I mentioned the other week when the president came to a certain school, they had to have the whole focus on the school. They took off the curtains and this and that. They set it up. Before the president or the king comes, you make sure the room looks bakavadik, with honor, put some stuff down there, it's a fancy meeting. Right? That's what Yom Tov is. Hashem comes, so to speak, to visit us. Yilu Shabbos, the Baal HaVayi that bring down, it's the opposite. It's like we the villagers, so to speak, go to the royal palace. Not that the royal palace comes to us and we do our house. We go to the official, the royal palace. V'nei Yom Kippur, soif soif, in a Shabbos, ela ech mimei ha-maisa. Yom Kippur is like, the king comes to the peasant's house. Nimsa Yom Kippur, it's not, inu yom bitol shel teva olamenu, ela chedira shel kedusha ela teva atzmo. Really, on Yom Kippur, we stop in the world, in our world. In our world, we don't partake of this world in order to focus on our soul. The Alkem Yom Shukdushasu Chamor Mikomalim Yom Kippur Sivibalt, since it is the Halik, the most holy, the most Kaddish of all the holidays, of all the Moedas. For Olam Haba Nichsa, we have a level of Olam Haba in that world. So we stop everything to focus on that spirituality, the total focus on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur's higher level than Pesach, higher level than Sukkot, higher level than Shavuos, albeit they all have Inyanim ideas, aspects that Yom Kippur does not. Yom Kippur, we don't eat or drink, we don't do anything like this. But Shabbos, it's not the king coming to our house and we redo our house for the king. Shabbos is the ultimate Shvisa Gemura. When we come on Shabbos, the whole world right? Mitzvot la tevel, right? We leave this world. We're out of here. Shabbos, we're out of here. V'olim misalim ala tevel gamur, above what we call law, nature. Inkan kedura, we're not making kedusha, holiness in our, this world, like on Pesach, or Shavuos, and Yom Kippur, the highest. Ela she'olim shoyves v'siyas v'olim haba, we enter an olim haba state. We're going to the palace. Imkeim ha'mele tzach, therefore on Shabbos, we don't have to not eat and drink. Why? Shachilus Shabbo, when we eat and drink on Shabbos, it's not the regular Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday eating and drinking. It's not, you know, you go to Pars, by the way, I miss Pars, you know, I miss Rami, Ketel Rami, I miss him, right? You're not getting a nice chicken at Pars. I'm talking about food, but for Rami, I'm going to talk about it. You know, gifts to the community, people should appreciate it and patronize him. You know, it's certainly a mitzvah. I'll never forget this, I'm just reiterate. Yeah, obviously I was involved before Pars opened. They totaled it in our mikvah. I still remember when they were, actually that's before us, but even the store, and I said then, you know, this before even the rest of it, for the store, I said, if you buy shop in Pars, you get a mitzvah every time you shop. You go, nothing against, you know, Acme or anywhere, let's forget, like, that the Jewel, or that shop, where's the one in the corner there, whatever, you go to some store, they have, you know, food, and they have kosher products, you don't get a mitzvah. You shop in Rami, he's giving to the community. You know, so you go there, you know, in the weekday, he serves you, takes care of you, you know, feel the love, some good kosher food. By the end of the day, it's physical food. It's still your schnitzel, your whatever, your falafel. It's a vachadik food, weekday food. But on Shabbos, it's olam haba food, which needs a lot of elaboration. We're not going to do that today. It's a different food. Tzadikim yoishvin v'atrusim roshem and nemizim v'shchem. You're in the palace of Hashem. You're in the palace of Hashem. Adayin tzich. And by the way, I just tell you something. He doesn't say this here because I was looking over this earlier today. But I once saw one of his shiurim on Oynik Shabbos with Pinkus. He has a book on shiurim. It's not Shabbos Malchus. It came later. And he said that he was careful. When he came, left Israel, never to eat meat. He didn't want to worry. He didn't know where he was going to be eating. He was traveling sort of South America a lot to lecture of Pinkus, to bring Jews closer to the Torah, to America, to bring Jews closer to the Torah, to Europe, to bring Jews closer to the Torah. So he made a rule for himself, no meat. Didn't eat meat outside. In Israel, he ate meat, chicken meat, none ad chosarts. So he once got invited to a big Rosh Hashiva for dinner. He couldn't say no. He went to this big Rosh Hashiva for dinner. He served them chicken. You know what he did? He ate the chicken, right? He said, you know, if a big tzaddik offers you something, you don't say no. When we're on Shabbos, we're in Hashem's palace. If Hashem says, take, enjoy, we take and we enjoy. That's where we are. It's not in our turf. We're on Hashem's turf. It's not weekday meals. It's not even a Yom Tov meal. It's a higher reality. How we can understand this, which we'll do right now. V'ele'el, earlier, inspired Tanug Shabbos, that when you eat and enjoy on Shabbos, right, there are people who don't have soda. I don't, you know, I have not like soda, but they have soda on Shabbos. Or they don't eat ice creams, part of ice cream, of course, or cookies, or cakes. They don't eat meat. So there are people who only eat meat or only chicken on Shabbos, right? There are people who only have sushi on Shabbos. They buy the sushi, whatever it may be. They have their best foods on Shabbos, right? And in general, being into food, it actually Kabbalistically, right? Obviously, eating and drinking is a mitzvah. It's how we're alive. Certainly, eating and drinking healthy foods is a bigger mitzvah because you're feeding your body what it needs to eat and drink, not just, you know, junky food. But you, on a Kabbalistic level, when you indulge in food, when you don't eat to take care of your body, right? Or sometimes, by the way, I'm just going to say something. You know, there are people, they want to enjoy a moment, they have a siyum, or some people even are a little bit sad and they need an ice cream to make them happy. There is a concept like that. It's a Jewish concept, or a good glass of wine. That's all fine and dandy, and it's actually a good thing to do. But if you're just eating for the sake of eating, you go out just to gorge and to eat, you know, again, I go out with your spouse, enjoy, but that's not about the food, it's about the company, okay? you know, you're going to bond and have a date. You know, but if your focus is food, that actually could take you away spiritually. Right? If your focus is physicality in general, it could take you away spiritually. And on Shabbos, it's the opposite. We're supposed to drink. And again, our meals on Shabbos are fancy and delicious. And we typically even eat more than we eat ever during the week. I go on the scale before and after Shabbos. It's the only time I go up in weight. Like the rest of the week, I'm going to try and take it off, right? You know, that we eat and drink more. But here you see it's on the weekday, if you're eating and drinking, you're focusing, and you're all into your food, it can take care of spirituality. And Shabbos is making you more spiritual. But so, and we need explanation also as well. Why is there a mitzvah to eat and drink and enjoy on Shabbos? And on the contrary, the fancier your meal is, again, all within reason, the better it is. It's a more geshmaka Shabbos meal. I'm not talking about Kirov. I mentioned to you the story of my wife's partner in Torah. If you have a nice meal, people want to come to your house. I remember when I was a bachar in the Mir Yeshiva. So, Ben Azmanim, I go, you know, every Ben Azmanim to Karlin Stolen. It was right next to the Mir Yeshiva. Karlin Stolen was a Hasidic group. It was known that if you walk there and go in, you get 5 invitations. It was very necessary. You walk in there, you want to get a free meal, you need a meal? Go there, you get a meal. It's actually a very interesting chassidus. It happens to be, the current Rebbe is very into outreach and all kinds of Jews. But beyond that, Karlin Stolen is famous for they daven, they scream the davening out loud. It's like you go there, you know, not, I should say, they scream it. It's a loud davening, very nice davening. Not, you know, not the mirror, so not that, but it's a different flavor. So I went there, I think 2 or 3, 4 times I was there for different meals. I forgot exactly. But one thing I knew, it's a true story. People told me who to go to in Karlin Stolen. They said, you're going to get invited. Go to this guy. He has the best meals. You go to other people's house, you may not get so much food. Remember, you walk into Karlin Stolen, you have no idea who you're eating by. Okay? It's a bunch of chassidim there. When you imagine you walk into a place, you can just eat by anyone? Now, if you're a beggar, you don't have a chooser. I was in the Mir Yeshiva. I wanted to know I was going to get a normal Shabbos meal. So I had a little inside information who to eat by. So a guy comes to me, do you even feel this? I said, no, I think I'm going to this family. Whatever. It was Brazil, whatever. I don't remember the family. So I went to this guy's house. Mamish, they gave you a suit like Shlomo Melech. Like, you know, all kinds of food. You don't think I wanted to go to that guy? Now imagine I went to someone's house and they fed me like a little piece of chicken, like a little piece. Some friend of mine told me, and they're selling to Shalim, he's invited to someone's house. They had no food. Not they're poor, mamish. And he said that he got served, and like the rest of the family, the little kids, like they were like staring at his food. He says, the most uncomfortable meal. You know, again, I'm not here to judge any family, whatever. But you want, it's great for a kid, but it's great for you. It's your celebration. You know, you have a wedding, you have a bar mitzvah, you want to have just some tuna fish and some crackers. You enjoy it. You're celebrating it. And it's part of the mitzvah of Shabbos. And the more you do it, the more halakhic it is. With the Sikhas HaKuntras, the biggest work I said, he wrote, Shabbos is Yom, it's all of Hashem. It's not our day. Shabbos is the day of Hashem. Akem b'yom hazeh, v'tzonenu, v'tolasenu, Hashem wants, the Kedusha, and his ratzin is, to give us only good, only sweetness, without anything bad. And therefore, if you go to Hashem's house on Shabbos, Hashem says, eat good foods, you should eat good foods. Now, you're going to tell me I'm on a diet, you're going to tell me I'm allergic to certain things, so everyone on their diet, or on their good food, or, you know, there's, you find what's your favorite foods for that day. You enjoy that day. That's the day, right? If you're gluten-free, you bring your, you know, your ice creams or whatever you can eat. You know, some people, someone just today told me, in a lunch meeting, gluten-free, their favorite Yom Tov is Pesach. They buy all the Pesach cookies. I think Yitzchak had that also. Buy all the Pesach cookies. So you have the Pesach cookies on Shabbos. You have what you can, but you that it's, if Hashem says eat and drink, you know, that's what you do that day. That you do it again. If you have if you have health issues, obviously watch your health. But you focus on it in a way you could. When you're young, you know, it doesn't make a difference. I mean, maybe it does for the future, but you don't think about that. You know, you eat and you drink, you enjoy, you have your cholent, you have your kishka, if you have that stuff, kugel, chicken, beef, your desserts, your gefilte fish, salmon, whatever it may be. Your sephardi, all the side dishes, all the dips. That one thing, or Rabbi Pinchas, he once was by the Ben Ishchai, I think it was by the Ben Ishchai. He had 36 salads on the table on Shabbos. He was wondering if it was like some kind of Kabbalistic thing, the 36. Right? The Ben Ishchai, you know the Ben Ishchai? Not Ben Ishchai, Ben Ishchai. If he was by the Ben Ishchai, it would be a miracle. I'll take that back. Ben Ishchai died way before the Shabbos was born. The Baba Salig, excuse me. The Baba Salig is a man for many years that like fasted consistently. Mom was on Shabbos, 36 salads on the table. You go ask Mrs. Victoria Salmon at the Baba Salig. Woo, the Baba Salig! Ask many parents of Baba Salig. Ask any Moroccan. Their mom is the Baba Salig. Holy, holy, holy. Mom is fill a table full of salads. Was shot. Hashem wants us to eat. You know, so you could tell me. So maybe not meat. Salad. You could have 36 salads. I don't know. Can eat 36 salads? Maybe for the guests. Right? But you enjoy it on Shabbos. And that's actually what Hashem wants from us. No fasting on Shabbos. No skimping on Shabbos. No quick meal with no food on Shabbos. A real Suda. A real Shabbos meal. So I want to explain a little bit more. We know there's 13 attributes of Rachamim. Of Hashem, Hashem, which we say, right? 13 attributes. which you see on fast days, on Yom Kippur. They're all kinds of divine mercy, kindness that Hashem has in the world. The seventh of the 13, according to the Zohar, based on the Rizal and the Vilna Gaon, is MS. So again, I apologize about I'm losing my voice over here, is truth. V'l'chor kasha. Now, truth seems to be sometimes a contradiction to mercy, right? If you don't deserve something or something is not good, you don't get it, right? So, sometimes you don't get things because it's not the truth. Right? Truth means judgment. Do you deserve this? Should I give it to you? And chesed rachamim says, even if you're non-deserving, I'm going to give it to you anyways. Kindness and mercy says, I'll be merciful. You don't deserve this, but I'm merciful for it to you. Right? I'm leaving, you know, what's right and what's truth. That and so how is emes? Why is emes truth? Harsh truth. Not harsh truth. Hard truth. Parshas rachamim. This is the following thing. It's, for example, an Indian, to wait to explain him, is as follows. A father, b'teva, a father loves his child. Oives b'noi ava aza loves his child, the mother as well, by the way. Father, mother, love the child. Ava dafka, but because the father and the mother love the child, very often, in yachal ha'aretz l'chutz, can't show the full love. Shemayin noisin ko asher b'oim ha'klim, if you really give the child everything you want to give, you love him so much, lo ya is that a toiv s'mekhan, or you'll spoil the kid. You won't discipline the kid. You'll crush him. Why? Because a parent just wants to give a kid shashuim, toys, delicacies, to lavish and to spoil the child. But if you do that, you'll ruin the child. You'll destroy the child. You won't educate the child. You'll make the child fat and lazy and an ingrate and a glutton, right? Because your love will crush this child. I remember my bubby, my grandmother passed away at the ripe old age of 102. Holocaust survivor. Who the time I remember to talk about her when I spoke for the Holocaust Foundation Association. She, she would tell me a story as a kid about it was a Polish story. Someone's a little kid talking story. Of a kid whose father never disciplined him, and then became a thief because he was used to getting whatever he wanted, and taking whatever he wanted, and he was supposed to he was executed, and his last thing was to tell his parents, "It's your fault." I think my bubby, my grandma, was saying, "That's what I have to tell you what to do. You know, you need to know to be a mensch, right?" And she was right. She's absolutely right. You can't just tell a spoiled kid, give a kid everything he wants. So even though Hashem loves us, He's not going to give us everything we want. We would be ruined in this world. We would lose our focus in this world. That's why we have challenges and tests. And part of this is to see Hashem is giving, really giving to us, even though nobody realizes it's our own good. And even though Hashem wants to give it, but there's reasons he can't give everything. Okay? By Hashem, Hashem is wanting to give with us, and giving to us, by the way, is b'li gvul. Right? We can see, we can talk. By the way, imagine this. You and I, we're thousands of miles away, we're learning Torah together live. That's the Ratzon Hashem, live. We're all able to learn Torah, mamasha. And you're able to hear me and to see me. Right? And this is recorded for many, many other people who are not live. Right? It's amazing. Chaz de Hashem as well. Hashem wants to give us so much more. Our brain, you know, our life is, it's Chaz de Hashem Yisparach. And on the contrary, it's a remarkable Talmud, you know, which is a shir in and of itself. Talmud says when we're in pain, the Jewish people are in pain, Hashem's in pain, whatever that means. It means we're Hashem's in pain. Obviously Hashem is not human, doesn't have human emotions, but it pains Hashem. Imken, Hashem is happy when we're happy, and sad when we're sad. And again, happy doesn't mean doing a happiness, which is forbidden, but of permissible happiness. Sometimes Hashem judges the world in judgment, as the Talmud says. Hashpas on roif toivo, inam yichol lamed. Shas sibos hamatzias akam b'lanu ma'akvim. Shelo yasa shemiz b'klafenu gmash shuotz kava b'emes b'vchasa shenen Talmud. Right, it's this mix Hashem wants to give us, but there are reasons that we can't have all good. Right, you know. Again, I'm not ever going to talk about why certain tragedies happen, because I'm not Hashem. But there's a rhyme and reason for everything. Sometimes there's rhyme and reasons for this world, for both the family or the people or the person. The challenge, I can tell you many people who had life difficulties where they became way better people, way improved, a total relationship to Hashem. They existentially changed their whole life. They thought differently, acted differently, they appreciated life more. And sometimes you don't see in this world, it's purely for the next world, but it's always for good. It's always for the good, but it's still, it could be a little bit uncomfortable or very uncomfortable for that person or the people. Obviously, with the ceasefire today, if it lasts, you know, I'm not here to talk about the politics of it, which is complicated, or why it happened. But it's important to know that Klapei Shemaya, Hashem did not want to do that for us at all. The fact that so many people, so many Yidden have suffered over this past year, hundreds of soldiers and families have lost children, relatives, spouses, 1,200 people were murdered. You know, I think Nebuchadnezzar's hostages, you know, whoever's alive, it's real. But it's important to note that if that had not happened, we, as a people, I mean, I've said this a year and a half ago, it's a long time ago already, there was a real civil discord in Israel. I mean, real issues. And there are other issues. And then, you know, I'm sure you know, I know all Jews around the world whose Judaism has improved post-October 7th, because October 8th. So, again, I cannot know, I'm not claiming to know, but it's important to know that Hashem didn't want to do that. But for whatever reason, Hashem allowed Hamas to do that for our own good as Yechidim and as the people. And as the people who suffered, they have their own cheshbon and Shemayim, and ultimately it's for their good on an existential level as well, even though we certainly can't see it right now. I'm going to push it, the emes, the truth is Arachamim Nerod. This is now, let's connect back to Shabbos. Now, if Hashem really wants to only give us, sometimes it can't, because it will spoil us, it will ruin us, and ultimately for you and I, the real enjoyment is the world to come. That's forever. That's the real purpose of this world. And you know, just to go back to October 7th, obviously for all those Jews that suffered, they are in a good place for eternity. So they're you know, in a very good place for eternity. You know, so again, we can't understand down here why things happened, but in Shemayim, it's there. So Hashem always wants to give us, but often he can't, because we'll be spoiled. We'll be like that Polish boy my Bobby used to tell me about, who gets executed because he never had parents discipline him and blame the parents. A human father,
if
if he could really give the love of his child in a functional, and I'm talking about dysfunctional people, right, he would do everything he could for a child, in spiritual and physical, right? It's all there, right? An av is a rachman, right? But our world, olam hazeh, that we live in, is olam hasheker. Well, sheker means we see only part of the picture, not emes. Only the world to come, olam haba, is gila emes, is the real world of truth. There, in the world to come, it's all pleasure. The world to come, there's no problem having pleasure. In fact, we're not talking about the world to come. We know it's not static. We know the world to come is you're at a certain level of pleasure, and it only increases. We're not talking about physical, finite pleasure. We're talking about spiritual, infinite pleasure. That spiritual, infinite pleasure gets better and bigger and better and bigger throughout eternity. So there, unlimited pleasure is not bad. On the contrary, it's the rotzen, it's the desire to have to give a person that pleasure and that closeness forever, for eternity, and it's only the good, and that's all Hashem wants to do. And there, va'olam hazeh, on that world, it says, ayin l'rokin, we can't even begin to comprehend how that is. Now, Shabbos, that is me'in olam haba. Shabbos is not Sunday, it's not Sunday, it's not Tuesday, it's not Wednesday, it's not Thursday, it's a feeling, it's a reality of the world to come. And it's the world of truth. Uba miskalam is or priamelachaim. It's where Hashem is, where truth. Umi'ata nifla. You know, that's why on Shabbos, we Shabbos is oineg. Shekevan, because the truth is Hashem always wants to give us only pleasure, only good, and to only enjoy it. B'loi gvul v'tachlis. Shrak metzias ha'adim v'olim. Our reality is we'll typically get ruined, spoiled, destroyed, lose our focus in this world. And therefore, it's often in contradiction to it. But Shabbos is only, we're in Hashem's palace. We're in Hashem's Ratzon. And Hashem wants us on Shabbos to have a world of emes, a world of truth, a world of olam haba. Therefore, we're supposed to eat on Shabbos. We're supposed to drink on Shabbos. We're supposed to enjoy Shabbos. It's the world to come at some level. Shema Shah Mitzvah is the, and so Hashem wants, we're in Hashem's palace. We're guests at Hashem's palace, right? And He wants to serve us. He wants us to eat. He wants us to enjoy. He doesn't want us to not enjoy Shabbos. She saw parts of two of Lama Bechol Yamei Achol. And on the weekdays, a mitzvah sanik, because Hashem, even though He wants to give us what we have on Shabbos and wants to give us Lama, but He knows it's not for our good. Right? And only when we're in Hashem's palace, in that reality on Shabbos, in the world of emes, in the world of a me'ein, of a touch of the world to come, do we have this reality. And that's the beauty and the splendor of Shabbos. We're actually, when we eat and drink on Shabbos, have your best wines, tell Raka, tell Benjamin Kantz, Geshmaka wines, tell John and Kay, Geshmaka whiskey, right? Jim Roberts, Shmak is Achen, right? You get your best food, great desserts. I don't know if Victoria Simon still makes her fancy, you know, those fancy cakes that she used to make for Yitzchak Fagan's. See him, it's like, Mom, she's killing Simchas Torah, like those cakes. Shabbos, Hashem wants you to eat that. Again, I'm not talking if you're sick or you have diabetes or Hashem doesn't want you to hurt your health. You find your best gluten-free or sugar-free. Well, I'm serious, by the way. The best way to honor the Shabbos. You adjust your cholent to what you can eat. That's the beauty of Shabbos. We're in Olam Haba, we're in Hashem's palace. Therefore, it's a mitzvah to enjoy. Now, it doesn't mean to overeat, like get sick. That's not what it means. It doesn't mean that. It means when you're eating, you should be enjoying. You can eat a drop more. Shekhem is anig yaiser. And the more you enjoy and you're enjoying Shabbos, really what you're saying is, I love you, Hashem. I love being in your Me'olam Haba. I love being in your palace. I love having your Shabbos. I love following your... Imagine by your wedding, your bubby wants you to eat. You're lucky to have a bubby, a zayde, a grandfather, a saba, a safa, whatever you're called, an oyma. And you make them happy by eating. Hashem wants us to eat. He wants us to drink.
And by the way, there's Kabbalistic ideas to have fish, and that, let's say you don't like fish, you're not supposed to eat fish. If you really are turned off by fish, you know what? Because you're not enjoying it then. You should eat and drink the foods you like. If you hate meat, don't eat meat. Eat something you enjoy. But most people like it. Most people like meat. Umeilu pshita shebetanugu Shabbos in amazikin la'adam brachis. And therefore, if we're eating or drinking on Shabbos, because that's what Hashem wants, because that's olam haba, that's Hashem's palace. Of course, it won't damage you spiritually. Shakim and shatanig atzmo. It's not because you want your egg and your steak and your toast and your coffee has to be a za coffee. You know, mamish, your pizza, Starbucks, or whatever, you make your coffee, your Keurig, and you don't have a flavor, certain flavors, you chas v'shalom to have plain, or you like caramel, chas v'shalom to have French vanilla, right? The weekday that hurts you, being so into the food. On Shabbos, right, it's not that you want the food, Hashem wants you to eat the food. You're doing what Hashem wants. And then you could pick the foods you actually like, because I want you to eat the foods you like. Therefore, eating and drinking on Shabbos doesn't bring you farther to Hashem. It brings you closer to Hashem. Via 2, it's known that Rashi says on Beitzah, that we have a neshama yisera, we have an extra soul on Shabbos. Yesh lo adam b'Shabbos, right? We have a neshama yisera. Why do we have this expand? What really means expanded soul on Shabbos. Expounds Rashi. V'yoychol v'yishta, you should be able to eat and drink, enjoy it, and it won't damage your soul. On the contrary, it will fall, it will connect to you. V'ram mitzmeyam v'chin neshama yaseira, you need neshama yaseira for Shabbos to eat and drink more than normally, right? Rashi is coming to say, you need neshama yaseira because you eat more or drink more on Shabbos. You need a bigger appetite, whatever. No, what does it mean, even neshama yaseira, that you should be able to eat and not damage yourself? What does it mean to eat a lot? The Indian, again, doesn't mean overeat, it means eat a little bit more and eat foods you enjoy more. Right? Here's the thing. You overeat during the week, you actually don't like what you ate. It's not a joke, by the way. A few days ago, I had a staff meeting, and actually, this is something I took out everyone out to the restaurant. This doesn't happen that often, you know. And somebody went to town eating. At the end of the meal, the guy first says, "I feel gross." The guy says, "I feel gross." Now, what does that mean, you feel gross? He overate, so he feels disgusting. You know, feels gross. Now, okay, they shouldn't have eaten that way. But if a lot of people, if you eat like you eat on Shabbos during the week, you don't feel good afterwards. Not kishmak. And certainly you don't feel spiritual afterwards, you know. But achila gash is a stira gruchnis. And therefore, by the way, if it's a stira, if you're really into, for again, there is an idea to eat healthy foods that you enjoy during the week. You know, unless you're a one in a million holy, holy Jew, which is, you have a particular avodah, that normal, healthy foods, which you'll enjoy, don't overeat. But you don't focus on it. It's not your life. You need to. You know, if you use the bathroom also, that's part of your, you know, take a shower. If a guy starts talking about a shower, Mamash is at a hot shower, I enjoyed it. I can't get some sugar. Don't talk about your shower. I don't care about your shower. I don't need to talk about your egg for breakfast or your bagel. We tell me your bagel. It's a food. That's all it is. You need to eat and drink. I'm saying. You enjoy it? Good. People enjoy their showers and enjoy their sleep. I don't want to hear about your sleep. By the way, someone called and told me how they slept. They had 7.5 hours, and their pillow was so comfortable, and the blankie was the kishmak, and the temperature was great. I'm very happy for them. I'm not, you know, I'll listen. But I was like, what? I don't need to eat for lunch. I probably don't need to eat for lunch. Now, my wife wants to know that I cook for good. I'm going to compliment her and appreciate it because she made it for me. But it's not the focus. And the reason it's not the focus is it's like using the bathroom. I'm being very honest. It's like taking a shower. It's like sleeping. It's things which help you do your focus. A person's focus is to connect spiritually, and obviously you have to work to do that, make a living, to support your family, to be able to connect spiritually as well. On Shabbos, your focus is eating and drinking, because Hashem wants you to eat and drink. Here, as you're in, it's actually a focus of your day.
You know, again, don't overeat. And don't say it's unhealthy for you. But it's part of what Hashem wants. And as the Pasuk says, Krash HaShavas Oynig, we're supposed to eat and drink. Now, of course, you're not supposed to eat and drink, you know, you're supposed to sing Zmiras, for sure. We've discussed that. Shabbos is a day from Torah, like Shein Kamo. Certainly, you're supposed to learn Torah and listen to and learn a lot of Torah. If you have a Shir or Shiorim, that all speaks to the Drasha, of course, Pashit. But also, Shabbos is a day for you to enjoy. Mitzias of Shabbos, Achila, is you're serving Hashem and making Hashem happy. You know, imagine the following thing. You were invited to, you're picked whichever gavel you are, you love, or, you know, the Chavetz Chaim invites you to for lunch, and he's serving you. You're not going to eat? You're not going to eat because you're hungry. You're going to get Chavetz Chaim serving you. You know? You're a lucky man. Imagine, a person has, going back to Bobby and Zadie, you know, my grandparents would be alive. I'm sure if anyone lost a parent or a grandparent, and they invite you to come, they come back alive, and they invite you to come to a meal, you'd be so excited to come. Whatever they want to serve. You're, of course, you're going to eat. It's not about you. It's about you. You're so happy to be there. Right? You're the Shabbos in front of Hashem. He's saying, eat. Eat, my kid. He wants to smother us. He wants to spoil us. He doesn't want us to eat two-day-old chicken, which is cold from the fridge, which is not geschmack. He wants you that, whatever your favorite chicken is, barbecue chicken, your favorite schnitzel, or your duck sauce chicken. That's Shabbos. He doesn't want to have a, you know, by the way, you're very chillin' during the weekday, it doesn't taste the same. Shabbos, a hot chillin'. Kugels, if you like potato kugel, I'll potato kugel. If you don't like potato kugel, make the sweet potato kugel. You want sweet potato kugel, luxury kugel, whatever you like. You have the kugel you like. That's what Hashem wants you to eat on Shabbos. Shein achila, on Shabbos, eating and drinking doesn't make you farther, it brings you that much closer. So, Oynik Shabbos is not just a nice thing, it's part of the essence of Shabbos. It's part of it. Shabbos itself is to do it. And we'll pick up actually with Tanugim in general, but it's important to know that when we eat and drink on Shabbos, we bring ourselves closer to Hashem. And by the way, for the ladies or men, once in a while, who prepare for Shabbos, it's such a halak thing, such a holy thing. You know, the more a person prepares for Shabbos, to enjoy Shabbos, they live Shabbos that much better. It's a different experience for Shabbos. I'm going to go back to my wife's Chavrusa, who used to come to us for Shabbos. You know, she said the Cholent. And no doubt, it's because that Cholent is what Hashem wanted her to eat. But it's also, imagine at a table, just singing and Torah. It'll be very nice. But it wouldn't be the same Shabbos. And by the way, if it's just Kugel and Cholent, you are doing what Hashem wants. But it's also not the same Shabbos. You need to have both together, but a person should be completely aware that the more they eat and the more they drink, not overeating, enjoyable foods, the fancy foods, they look better, the presentation on the table is better, the more holy that meal is, not just for Shabbos, but for the week itself. It's an illustration of following what Hashem wants. Okay, Rabbi Isai, I wish everyone a good Shabbos, an enjoyable Shabbos, and a lot of eating Shabbos. Okay, pick up next week.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you.
Good night, Shabbos.